good food, good drink, and good company. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast with your host, Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. Pull up a chair, Sláinte.
That's mine.
Into space. 3 million years it's been adrift. You're the last of the human race. You were frozen in a stasis tube for saving Frankenstein. That was my great grandma. She was in the hall when it became your spot, your time. And this cheer up. Ow! How am I looking now? On the mining ship, the Red Dwarf. I'm the coolest cat around. I'll have one fish for my breakfast. I'll have two fish for my tea. I'll learn to fish from the food dispenser. Six fishes, all I'll need. I'll wear my suit of gold lei and earrings like fish bones. I'll spend my day investigating and playing with my yo-yo. And it's cheer up. How am I looking now? On the mine ship, the Red Dwarf. I'm the coolest cat around. If the despair switch gets away, I may lose my cool and flip. Imagine I have buck teeth so big, druids go there to worship. Now some may say I'm a shallow guy, but the Inquisitor knows it's true. But a butt like mine is quite divine, so have a look for you. And it's cheer up. How am I looking now? On a mine ship of a Red Dwarf, I'm the coolest cat around. Here's a health from a man, a swimmer, like wiser Frankenstein. Here's a health now to that mirror there, I can see I'm fine. My organs are color-coordinated, my stomach is feng shui. My heart, it thumps with a funky beat like a salsa dance for me. And it's cheer up. How am I looking now? On the mine ship, the Red Dwarf, I'm the coolest cat around. I'm gonna get you little fishies, I'm gonna get you little fish. I just hope I don't break another tooth in a future record rip. And I'll play a game called Better Than Life, have a mermaid girlfriend. She's top half fish and last below, looks good on both ends. And it's cheer up. How am I looking now?
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn. That was yours truly with the mining ship, the Red Dwarf. It's from my CD, Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. It came out in, what, 2005? And it ended up doing a follow-up album. It was so popular, Whiskers in the Jar. You can find that CD at catdrinkingsongs.com. And, of course, I'm always at markgunn.com, but you probably already know that. This is the Pub Songs Podcast, and what is this show all about? It's not necessarily just pub songs, as you can see. In fact, today's show is a special feature on science fiction convention music. There's a reason for that. I'll be telling you more about it in a little bit. But that was what this show is all about. So I'm featuring artists who are not necessarily Celtic musicians, but who do perform at science fiction conventions. In fact, I got to spend the weekend with Tom Smith, which was totally awesome. And I'll have some of his music in a little bit. Meantime, some news. Of course, I still have a free kilt stickers available, yearofthekilt.com. And there is the Celtic CD Summer Sale Blowout at celticmusic.org. I know some people are also waiting for this big news that I've been hinting at for the past 3 weeks. And that's going to come at the end of the show. So stay tuned for that. I had an awesome time at In Conjunction this weekend. I was a guest there, and Saturday night I had a great show. There was a ton of people, 75 or so people that showed up for my concert right after Tom Smith performed. It was an amazing show. And I got to do a bunch of panels. I only had one show, which is kind of weird for me. I usually like to do at least one a day or so. But I had a bunch of panels, and one was Zen and the Art of Internet Promotion. And it kind of got me excited because not only did I go in there and just nail it. If you want to know about internet promotion, I am the guy to talk to. Well, one of the guys. There are a lot of us out there. But I just nailed that. And I was like, you know, thinking, I need to put together a little booklet, maybe a little ebook or something on the topic. So we'll see if I can pull something like that together. I also did one on introduction to podcasting, which is also fun. And then there was one for authors about marketing books and such. And you know, obviously it's all about marketing, which is, again, my specialty. And it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. Again, I had spent some time with Tom Smith and Wild Mercy, and hung out with my friends Kathy and Karen and Amanda and Richie. And it was an awesome weekend, and I had a killer time. So hopefully, maybe there'll be some videos or audio stuff that will show up here and there. I don't think my recording came off good because I was all over the room when I was performing. it was wild. With any luck, I will be back next year, but I'm going to be back in Indianapolis for Gen Con next month. Another bit of news, if you hadn't already heard, there is a new Celtic Music iMix. I've been trying to get this promotional ideas going, and there's so many promotional ideas I have, and many of them are difficult to incorporate with other people. And so I finally came up with one simple one. Unfortunately, you need iTunes. If you're not subscribed to iTunes, then you can't help out on this particular task. If you are, then head on over to pubsong.com and click the link that says New Celtic Music iMix. This is a mix of music that I put together from the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. It features artists that were featured on my Celtic compilation CD, as well as some of the best songs featured over the past couple years. So there's a lot of great music. Not only was it a great place to go and buy music, which I strongly encourage you to do, it's also a great thing. You can go there and you can rate the iMix. And with your ratings, the higher the ratings and the more people who are rating it, the better all those songs do on the charts. I was already looking at iTunes and saw that Victims of Irish Music, my compilation of traditional Irish music, the album is already number one when you search for Irish music on iTunes, which is just killer. And not to mention, it's a fantastic CD, if I do say so myself. It's a great compilation. Your ratings help a lot, so I hope you'll go over there and rate it and help all of us out, because that's what I do, is I try to help promote independent Celtic music groups, and there are a lot of great ones out there. What else is new? Well, I've been watching a lot of stuff on Netflix recently. Recently, I started getting DVDs for a new show, which is Dark Angel. My wife and I just finished season one, I didn't watch it when it came out originally. It didn't appeal to me, the look of it. I don't know. It just didn't appeal to me watching it. And now I say, oh well, that's Jessica Alba, and it's a fun show. It's just really kind of got me hooked in there, which I've been enjoying a lot. I love getting into new shows and such, and there are so many cool shows out there. If you have any suggestions of shows that I really should see, let me know. I know one of them that's on my list is Farscape, and I need to go see that show. Babylon 5 too. Those are two big shows that just really cool. Of course, my favorite two shows are always Red Dwarf and Firefly, of course. And Doctor Who is a new favorite as well. The new series. I haven't seen the old ones yet. I'm getting around to it. But there's already like a fourth season of the new stuff, and I haven't even seen any of those yet. It's curses. But Dark Angel, if you haven't seen it, it's really kind of cool. Genetic engineering of kids who break out of this facility that trains these perfect soldiers. It's a neat little show. I really enjoy it. So check it out if you ever get a chance. You can find a link to it on Amazon through the show notes at pubsong.com. Let's get on with some music. Now, I told you this is not Celtic Music show. In fact, I'm featuring artists that I've performed with over the past few years who perform at science fiction conventions. And I'm going to start it off with something completely different. Devo Spice, formerly known as Sudden Death, And he is a comedy rap artist. And I want you to listen to this. I never thought I would ever like anything rap-ish because rap is not my style of music by any means. That's probably one of my least favorite styles. Hip-hop. And actually, you could probably more call him a hip-hop artist. I understand that the difference between rap and hip-hop is the lyrics. Rap is usually more gangsta-ish, whereas hip-hop has more introspective or intelligent lyrics that go with it. As you'll hear in this show, which is called CGI, it's from the CD Die Laughing. You can find him at divaspice.com. And it's, well, it's all about the tragedies of CGI that have infected our movies over the past, really the past decade or so. I mean, kind of really bad. Too much CGI, and which means bad stories. You're not focusing on good stories. You're focusing on how cool, how pretty it looks, which is stupid. I want a good story, and that's the thing that's going to sell me. That's what I love about Dark Angel, Firefly, well, Red Dwarf. It's still got a good story. It's just fun, though. But here is Devo Spice with CGI.
Director and a nice set of boobs. $100 million budget, tell me how could we lose? We got everything we need to make this movie a smash, except the story, characters, and that kind of trash. We only even need one actor this time, who doesn't even have to act, cause we'll dub all his lines. And he really only needs to be there for the screen test. We'll do it on a green screen, and we'll animate the rest. Then we'll digitally make him look like Ben Affleck and put him up against a big PlayStation graphic. We gotta do it cheap so we don't have to do it well, so we'll just make it fast and blurry so you really can't tell. We got a plot hole the size of the Grand Canyon, and the chick will show her boobs, so we'll have to use a stand-in. Computer magic will not let us pretend it was on purpose and supposed to look that way in the end.
We don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI.
Crossovers are the latest craze the fans are chasing. Alien versus Predator, Freddy versus Jason. We gotta get a part of this market while it's hot. So quick, run down a list of all the characters we got. They did Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys. Maybe we can do Buffy versus the Lost Boys. Or maybe put her up against Blade unarmed. Or make it a cat fight with the chicks from Charmed. Put Lawnmower Man in a remake of Tron. Hobbits could go up against the Leprechaun. We can whip up an alien that's quite a looker. First Star Trek 12, Kirk versus TJ Hooker. We need something hotter. So I know that we gotta put Sabrina the Teenage Witch on a date with Harry Potter. Could be scary, could be funny. Could use an evil bunny. Mix it like a meat grinder, it'll make us lots of money.
We don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI.
Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Here, what's that sign say?
Hollywood. Hollywood?
Oh no!
I hear all they make is sequels.
And remakes.
And flops.
Oh my!
Sequels and remakes and flops, oh my! Sequels and remakes and flops, oh my! Sequels and remakes and flops, oh my! Sequels and remakes and flops, oh my!
We're out of ideas. I mean, we got nothing but the sequels and the prequels and the spin-offs that we're stuck in. For us to have a future, it's absolutely vital that people like films with part 7 in the title. Comic books can be an atomic force, so we should get a list of all the comics that haven't been a movie yet. I got one and it hasn't been done. Archie Comics, the movie, starring Owen Wilson. Or we could redo a foreign film once more, because it can't be subtitled, no one reads anymore. The live-action Garfield was a total flop, but I'm hearing good things about the Marmaduke plot. We'll do a teen sex comedy with the Star Wars 33, but there can't be any sex. We need it rated PG, so cut out all the silicon, even if it makes a plot hole big enough to be seen from space.
We don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI.
There are crappier and crappier movies every time. Just wait until you see Police Academy 9. And if you don't like it, then there's nothing you can do. We own the movie studios and the theaters too.
Joss, the man they called Joss.
He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them a four. Buck canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now Joss saw the viewers' hearts breaking. He heard the brown coats lament. He saw Fox management taken his show in a way that made no sense. He said, you can't do that to my program. Can't grind it under your heel. So he took all his cast and, well, now at last they've landed a big damn movie deal. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now here is what separates Firefly from other shows you're likely to see. It's meaningful and witty, and the setting's really gritty, and the theme song's about serenity. It's a little like a western, yeah! It's a little like X-Files. It's better than Trek, and it's funnier than Shrek, and it beats out Andromeda by miles. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Dogma. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now here is what separates Whedon from writers who slave in the poor. The man they call Joss, well, he said to Fox, I'm going where no show has gone before. He told us about Reavers. He told us about Zinn. He took us to the black, and we ain't coming back till all those crazy brown coats rise again. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them what for. But canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call John.
Her eyes. I whistle while we're working home. happy and bashful, sleazy, drunk, and don't be too high.
Clothes and fly, toots goodbye, neighbor of a Family Guy.
Alright,
now don't treat me like I'm some greased up deaf guy. I'm spending all my life slamming, bamming, thank you, mammon. Quagmire's banging any chick that moves, and even some that aren't. So dance to the beat while I stare and glance at your feet. Fetish romance discreet, liquor and booze, and then we'll break into zoos and find penguins, whose wife I want, Peter Griffin's. Hit the bar with Cleveland and Joe the Cripple. They drink beer, I'll have a buttery nipple. See any skank, and I'll hit it.
Alright!
Big Peter Styles all in it. Getting giggity with it. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Getting giggity with it.
All right. Getting giggity with it. Giggity, giggity, goo.
Getting giggity with it.
Hey, Peter, you want to take a verse?
Sure, thanks, Glenn. TV shows return from the dead. Those execs better learn and bring back Herman's head. Click a punch, giant chicken fought me. Crossed Rhode Island to the sea till he hurt my knee. Much love for the boob tube. Turned my brain into pop culture stew. Makes me confused and I don't know what to do. Like the time when the Black Eyed Peas were on Doctor Who.
Let's get the TARDIS. Let's get the TARDIS in here. Let's get the TARDIS. Let's get the TARDIS in here.
You see what I mean? It's another random joke cutscene. Screw the narrative. It's imperative that I drink beer. Take off my clothes and show my fat rear. To Mayo West, cause the bat can't stop it. Is that right, Chris?
There's an evil monkey in my closet.
Down in Quahog, you just can't beat all the things that make us
laugh and cry.
Freaking sweet. Getting giggity with it.
So, Brian, let me see if I understand this.
Yeah?
The words jiggy and giggity sound alike. And that's the entire premise of this piece.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, the whole thing is bloody ridiculous.
We've done more pointless things on our show.
Not by much, dog. What? I suppose I better bring it on home, as they say on Broadway.
You would know.
Silence, mutt! Reincarnation of Dr. Zachary Smith. Who's the kid with the gun? Who else? Stu Griff. Bone gave me life, should have taken a miss. A ticking time bomb from a uterus. Surely won't arouse her. Pick on Brian the uptight schnauzer. Since I came out like Doogie Howser. Though I should have used the pill, now I'm getting ill. Would you like to babysit a rugrat that's born to kill? Never see me relax and chill. I'd rather send mom some love, goodwill, and a daffodil. Psych, Georgian, I sent a small box. You are watching Fox. Sit now, cause American Idol brings you an infant that's matricidal. Crips where I'm planning my next deadly ruse.
Time for a diaper change.
What the deuce, guys?
Unhand me, my woman. I was about to finish my verse. How dare you strip me naked in front of all these people? This humiliation is abuse, I tell you. I'll report you to the guy. Those wives are cool. The powder there isn't so bad. It's quite exactly.
All right. Giggity, giggity. Giggity, goo.
Thank you.
is unfair, so they tell me, because they think I wouldn't know. They only can see a cheap gimmick on their children's favorite show. They say, oh, that's just foam and a wire attached to a green velvet sleeve. Anyone could do that. Well, that's true, I suppose. But who else could make them believe? What can I say without you there to guide me? How else am I supposed to give? How can I sing without you there beside me? How else am I supposed to live? We could never just do the expected. I was just an idea in a bowl. But you sewed up your dream and we made quite a team. Jim and Kermit, a boy and his frog. It was me, Rolf, and you, but I think that he knew there was something that you and I had. The magic we made just kept growing. None of it ever was bad. Then came Ernie and Scooter and Gonzo, Dr. Teeth, Cookie Monster, and more. But now all of those voices are silent, and I want to go on. But what for? No one can make me what you did. No one could walk in your shoes. No one could make me forget you. But that's not a thing that I choose. I can't just let it be over. You wouldn't want it that way. So I'll stand up and I'll face it. And though not quite in your voice, I'll say, I will go on without you there to guide me. There's so much more I can give. Whenever I sing, you will be there beside me. As long as I keep you, you'll live. We just wanted to make people happy. I was always much more than your toy. I will never regret, and I'll never forget what we had. I'll miss you, Dad. This frog and his boy.
And that was my man, Tom Smith. Isn't that a gorgeous song? A Boy and His Frog, inspired by Kermit and the late Jim Henson. That's one of my favorites of his. He has a bunch of great songs. What's that other one? I Want to Be Peter Lorre. If you don't know Peter Lorre, it's a great song. Seven Drunken Nights in Space. Really cool. Lots of good stuff. He's known as the fastest filker. He writes songs off the top of his head and writes good stuff off the top of his head. That's the amazing thing. And total punster. He's fantastic. That's from his CD, Homecoming MarsCon 2005. And you can find him at tomsmithonline.com. Before that was the great Luke Ski with another one of my favorites of his, Getting Giggity With It. It's from his CD, Bacon Conspiracy, thegreatlukeski.com. A Family Guy. What a great show. That's a fun one. Simpsons, Family Guy. Yeah, I love those. Lots. And the great Luke Ski is going to be at Gen Con, so we're going to have a back-to-back show on Saturday night, and I hope you'll come and join us there at Gen Con. I do have a show, speaking of which, on Friday night at Gen Con. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. Let's focus on the songs first. Before that was The Seven by Boogie Nights from their CD Many a Sleepless Night. Find them at boogie-nights.org. Someone emailed me last time I played the Boogie Nights. They said, what the hell, man? I can't buy the CD. I asked Keith DeCandido, who was also at In Conjunction, what the hell about why wasn't it available? You know, you can release it, blah, blah, you know, on there's many great easy ways to release CDs. He told me that they only release a limited run of CDs, only 1,000 CDs, because, well, they're all the songs are parodies of something or another. So it's all a limited run. So if you want to own any of their CDs, buy them soon, because they won't last long. They're a fantastic band. They write a lot of great music. They do, however, sell songbooks, which feature all the songs. And, of course, that song, the Brobdingnagian Barge, my old group, used to perform that on occasion because we picked up a couple songs from them because they're just fantastic. Boogie-nights.org. Before that, of course, is one of my all-time favorites. Bedlam Bards, the other bards that were out of Austin, now the only bards out of Austin. It is the Ballad of Joss. Speaking of Firefly, it's from their CD On the Drift. Find them at bedlambards.com. And hopefully, I haven't heard if they're going to Dragon Con or not yet, but we're hoping. I'm really hoping, because I would hate not to see them there. They're just a brilliant band. Well, speaking of shows and what's coming up, I do have my schedule. And right now, I have shows coming up July 16th in Savannah, Georgia, and 17th in Crestview, Florida, two house concerts. There is no other shows on that little tour, so just so you know, that's all I got for thus far. The following weekend, I'm going to be at Round Rock at the Grace Lutheran Church house concert. There's a cover for all of those concerts, so check the website for details about that. After that, I'm back in Indianapolis for Gen Con with the great Luke Ski, and I hope you'll come out for that. Then there's a new festival. I haven't put it on the website yet. It's Blackthorn Village Renaissance Festival. It's August 21st, around that weekend, and 20th and 21st, I think it is. It's up in Northeast Arkansas. It's brand new, and I'm going to be out there, and I hope you will come and join me out there. Tell all your friends, all these new fairs, they need extra help in getting them going, because not every fair is going to have the financial support of, well, Sherwood Forest Fair, which was just, whoa, my God. They had a huge support there, and consequently had a site that looked like it had been there for 10 years. This fair, I don't know anything about the details about what they're putting together, but if you've never been to Northeast Arkansas, it's actually a really pretty part of the country. I went swimming up there some. There was a little park last year when I was driving up on a tour up to Chicago, I guess it was, and I was driving up to Missouri. I found some sort of national park and pulled off and found this great little swimming hole, a stream, a river or something, and it was just awesome. Beautiful day. Memories. And then, where am I? Atlanta, Georgia. Dragon Con! Yes, I am officially confirmed for Dragon Con, and I'm so psyched. I can't wait. I'm already trying to put together some shows. If you have anything, thoughts of shows at Dragon Con that you'd like to share with me, please, please let me know, because every little bit, Dragon Con is like, you know, it's the place, and I do my best to try to pimp the best out of it and try to make sure that my shows are packed, because I love the convention and I love the people, and it's just wonderful. But I need your help being there at the shows to come say, yay, cheer me on. That would be greatly appreciated. So let me know if that's possible. And now for the big news that I've been waiting for the past 3 or 4 weeks to tell you. I've been holding off because I was waiting, you know, for it to get on the website. Well, it's still not on the website, but I'm going to announce it anyways, because I can't. You'll start threatening my life if I don't explain what this great news is. So, without further ado, at Dragon Con this year, and we don't know when yet, there will be a Brobdingnagian Bards reunion show. One time only. This is your chance to see. If you've never seen the Brobdingnagian Bards, then this is your chance to go see us perform. It is September, the weekend of September 3rd through 7th, thereabouts. And it's going to be an amazing show. So you can catch me as well as the Brobdingnagian Bards, which are really kind of two different things. Last year, I was doing a lot of shows that were very similar-ish. Nowadays, you know, I've created my own little thing, so who knows? And Andrew is just, he's just crazy sometimes. You never know what he's going to do on stage. So this is your opportunity to see me and the Brobdingnagian Bards separately, as well as together, I guess, sort of, at Dragon Con. One time only, so I don't know if this is ever going to happen again. There's always those reunion shows, but Andrew has a new band called Flynn's Folly, and his band's going to be there as well, and we're both focusing on building our music careers. Reunion shows are not the ideal thing that we have a lot of time to do. However, we are going to have one because, well, we're both going to be at Dragon Con, so we thought that would be a perfect opportunity. So there's your news. I hope you are as excited about it as I am, and I hope you will tell your friends and share it all on the internet. Get the word out and let people know. before I finish off with some music from the Broadway Nagian Bards, I want to ask you, who is your favorite musician or music group that performs at science fiction conventions? There are a lot of us out there. There's a lot of ones that perform at Renaissance festivals and such. Many are performs a bunch of Celtic songs and such. I like to claim the market for, you know, Celtic music at science fiction conventions. But, you know, there are lots of others. Emerald Rose started wearing kilts after we started wearing them at Dragon Con. And, the Lost Boys, they might have been, I don't know if they beat us to sci-fi conventions or not. I'm not really sure. But nevertheless, I am your kilted Celtic music representative of sci-fi conventions. Let me know if there are any other groups that you love and want to share about. You can do that in the show notes, and that's where I want you to post all your comments. Pubsong.com. Head on over there and post it in the latest show notes, whatever those are. And we're going to finish it up with, I played this song in the last show, Jedi Drinking Song, which the Dust Rhino is called the Jedi Drinking Test. And this is by the Brobdingnagian Bards, my old group, from our CD Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales. And if you want to find out more about the group, you can go to thebards.net and pick up that CD at CD Baby, calling 1-800-BUY-MY-CD. I want to thank you all very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this show, and I'm going to talk to you again very soon, next week. So stick around. Pubsong.com. Tell your friends. I want more listeners, and I need your help to do that. You know, you can also post reviews and on iTunes or Zune or wherever while you're at it. So, yes, that's all. Jedi Drinking Song, Brobdingnagian Bards, Slantcha.
I had one pot of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one glass on my right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Long time ago in a pub far away, I sat on a bar stool just to drinking away. I couldn't hold it down, I guess I had too much. I felt a tremor in the force, and then I lost my lunch. Woke up in desert land, feeling hot and sick. I saw bearded man, he looked like some kind of hick.
Just like Mark.
He slowly waved his hand, and my pain was gone. He said, let's go see Yoda, and I'll teach you the song. I had one pint of beer, and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one glass on my right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. We got a starship and we flew off into space. He said his name was Obi-Wan, there was no time to waste. I have to get you trained before it's too late. So drink this bottle of whiskey and don't give in to hate. Train went on and I drank most of the bar. We had to stop off force flies on the nearest Death Star. I had to control my fear and hold my alcohol. Soon I was able to stand when Obi-Wan would fall. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one that's on my right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. It up, fuzzball.
These aren't the bards you are looking for.
Get your power!
Sat outside a man, I looked him in the eye. He looked right back at me and said, judge me by my size! Obi-Wan said, careful, for Yoda is the best. Said, okay, shorty, bring on that test. Well, I can tell you how it ended, I can tell you some lies. But let's just say that on that night, the force was on his side. I got riled up, they threw me in jail. I said, I don't believe it, Yoda said that's why I failed. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch,
one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one that's on my right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one that's on my right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Well, I looked that Muppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Well, I looked that little runt right in the eye.
Force should be with you, always.
The Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, Celtic Music, the Traditional and the Twisted. Post your feedback on the website at pubsong.com. And as always, please support the independent musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs and tell them you heard them at pubsong.com. Sláinte.